HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun and I'm back with another episode of
Tech Central, a podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
The lockdowns are winding down and we're slowly starting to get products again. And I spent this past week using the Apple HomePod. Now, I've already got a few Alexa-powered speakers, a bunch of Google Homes. So contrasting the HomePod against those speakers was actually very easy. And what I found is actually not very surprising either. What you'll hear the most is that the HomePod sounds excellent, and that is truly excellent, mind you. Apple knew it's entering the smart speaker race late, so it had to differentiate in some way, and audio quality was the best way to go ahead with it. Now, I've used the Amazon Echo Studio, which is Amazon's best in terms of a smart speaker that delivers good audio. I've also used the Bose Home Speaker 500, which is a Alexa-powered speaker made by sound veterans Bose. But the HomePod beats both of them without breaking a sweat. The emphasis on bass is just right on the HomePod. It treats different audio frequencies the way they should be treated. Your music will sound much closer to the source, and that's what you want from pretty much any speaker that you have. The HomePod also listens to its own audio, so it manages the internal equalizer automatically by listening to it, depending on where you place it in the room. This is not something that you will recognize right away, but it can help in a lot of cases, especially for rooms which have wonky acoustics in some ways. I also have an Echo input that is plugged into a Harman Kardon Soundstix 3, which used to be what I used for voice-enabled music. But in the last week, I've quickly shifted to the HomePod, and that's saying a lot. But all that aside, Apple's big downfall is in the smart element. Siri does respond better on the HomePod than it does on the iPhone, but there's just not enough devices that are supported, to be honest. I have 5 smart lights at my place from 4 different companies, and only one was supported on the HomePod. I also have 2 smart air purifiers, 1 water purifier, a television and a bunch of smart cameras, and none of them were supported on the HomePod. Apple will really have to look at the smart ecosystem and build it if it wants the HomePod to succeed. In Apple's defense though, they have done some localization. So for example, if you ask for news in India, it will respond with news from Indian news sources. And one thing that Apple has proved over and over through the years is that it knows how to build an ecosystem. In fact, it could be credited for inventing the ecosystem model in consumer tech. So if Apple can sell maybe 1 million of these worldwide, then developers will flock to Apple. But yes, the HomePod does require you to be in the Apple ecosystem, which means that you will need an iPhone or an iPad. You basically need to be an Apple user to take full advantage of a HomePod. Also, if you want to stream music via voice, then you have to have Apple Music because that's the only one that's natively supported on it. You can use Spotify or Gaana or whatever else you do, but you have to use AirPlay through that. So that sort of breaks the whole voice experience. In short, without the ecosystem of products that should be supported, the HomePod is just a really nice portable smart speaker. And I don't know how many people are looking for that from a smart speaker. But yes, if you're an Apple user and you want a smart speaker that is a speaker first, go ahead and buy this. You'll just have to wait for a while before you can use this as a smart speaker.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDER TECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.